This is Akashvani. The news read by Reshma Tiwari. India and Kuwait yesterday signed several bilateral agreements in the field of defense cooperation, cultural exchange and sports collaboration. The agreements were signed during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's two-day visit to Kuwait. An important agreement was also signed for Kuwait's inclusion in the International Solar Alliance. During the talks, both sides agreed to elevate the bilateral ties to a strategic partnership. Mr. Modi also held a meeting with Amir of Kuwait, Sheikh Mishal Al Ahmed Al Jaber Al Sabah, to discuss cooperation in key sectors like pharmaceuticals, IT, fintech, infrastructure and security. The discussions also touched upon Kuwait's Vision 2035 initiatives and the recent successful hosting of the GCC summit. The Amir expressed interest in expanding India's role in Kuwait's development vision, while Mr. Modi extended an invitation for the Amir to visit India, ensuring continued high-level diplomatic engagement between the two countries. After concluding a historic and successful two-day visit to Kuwait, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached New Delhi. Kuwait bestowed its highest honour, the Order of Mubarak al-Kabir, to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The External Affairs Ministry said this is the 20th international honour given to Prime Minister Modi by a country. The Order of Mubarak al-Kabir is a knighthood order of Kuwait. It is awarded to heads of state and foreign sovereigns and to members of foreign royal families as a sign of friendship. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 71,000 appointment letters to newly appointed recruits today through video conferencing. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. Our correspondent reports that the Rozgar Mela will be organized at 45 locations across the country. The Rozgar Mela was launched in October 2022 and 13 such Melas have been organized at national level in 50 cities so far. Lakhs of appointment letters have been issued to youth in these melas, marking a step towards filling the vacant posts in various government departments and ministries. The new recruits will join ministries and departments like Home Affairs, Posts, Higher Education, Health and Family Welfare, Financial Services, among others. Rozgar Mela is a step towards fulfillment of the commitment of the Prime Minister to accord highest priority to employment generation amongst youth. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today laid foundation stone of 13 projects for Tripura worth 668.39 crore rupees. Speaking at a public meeting at the Masurai Para in Dhalai district of the state, Mr. Shah said the foundation of these projects have shown the government's commitment towards the northeast region. Mr. Shah criticized the former Communist Party government in the state for not addressing the issue of settlement of the Brew community. He said after the BJP-led government came to power in 2018, the settlement of 40,000 people from the Brew community was taken to its logical end. He said the communists called themselves the messiah of the poor but could not see the pain of the people from the Brew community. Mr. Shah said the government spent 900 crore rupees to settle the Brew inhabitants in 11 villages in different districts of the state. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, will inaugurate the National Workshop on Good Governance Practices in New Delhi today. Officials from all ministries and departments will be participating in the workshop. Dr. Singh will also inaugurate the exhibition on best practices of the Swachhata Campaign 4.0, curated by different ministries and departments, along with the release of the assessment report. Foreign investors pumped in over 26,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital markets so far in December. As per the depositories data, the foreign portfolio investors or FPIs pumped in 21,789 crore rupees into the Indian equities market and 4,646 crore rupees into the debt market, taking the total net investment into the Indian capital markets to 26,435 crore rupees. And that is the end of this news bulletin.